I need to pick which ones I'm going to buy.
All right, we're back. Like, we never left because we didn't. What's up? That guy walking out with just his free diving stuff on?
It was actually really cool.
Yeah,
I think it was him and, like, a kid. Was it just him or was there someone with them?
That's probably another guy, but I don't remember.
It was just one
day
you guys were just chilling on the beach and then out of nowhere
some guy just comes out of like,
yeah.
It's
the day that we got the,
Ahikatsu. Dude, Ahikatsu.
Ahikatsu?
Yes.
It's katsu with ahi tuna.
Dude.
It was so fucking good.
It's like
it's pretty wild.
Probably one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
We're going to have to do a trip like that with everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
there's so many good food places in Hawaii. Like, it's crazy.
We'll do one of these there, and then we'll ride the whole thing off.
Yeah,
he's
there's
a
business.
There's so many good food places in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I've been a couple times, but I always wanted to go with friends and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I always go with family, and it's always just like, this is fun. I love you guys, and you guys paid for me to be here. But
I'm trying to get stupid.
Just walk in the room. Huh? Good night.
This isn't your room.
Bush
Shut the fuck up.
Good night, strange man.
You know, the first time that I went, I went with family, so that's when, like, we went to, we got to actually, like, go and do stuff. I wasn't just, like, with my family.
Right.
I like to stay on the, like,
they like
resort.
To relax. They just, like, stay on the beach.
Because we pay so much money to, like, be on the resort that we're at. Like, they just want to stay there.
Right. But, like, it's a whole place. It's not just a resort.
Yeah, exactly.
Other resorts. And it's a safe place. It's not like one of these places you go to. It's like
you
wander
the
off the resort and
you
lose a head.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the resort's really nice. The Aulani is really nice.
Yeah, but you go there and you spend most of your nights there and most of your day exploring the rest of the island.
Yeah, that's what we did. And they have like literally across the street is like a little shopping center with like restaurants and stuff in it that we could go to.
Yeah.
Right at the Cucumber
Crush. The ABC stores are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have everything. They have one in Old Vegas, and I go in there just for nostalgia. It's like, I almost feel like I'm in Hawaii, but it's a little creepier here.
I'm about to walk out and then be sweating, just like in Hawaii.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the heat in Hawaii is not that bad, though, because you know why? You're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So suck it up.
You're
going to
go
in the ocean. If it's that hot, go in the ocean,
yeah.
Stupid.
You walk out sweating. There's water right there.
Right. That's the reason.
Like
Vegas, you walk out sweating. It's because somebody hates those people.
My shoes melted.
They're making the best of a bad situation out there.
Did you guys see any of the videos on Twitter of all the grasshoppers in Vegas?
I did not.
There was like...
It's like locusts, right? Like,
it was like
almost like a plague of locusts. Like
yeah,
huge,
I don't know,
yeah.
But I think it was like they were like migrating or something. Like one of my mom's friends was there like a week ago,
uh-huh.
And literally like all like the like doors to get into casinos were grasshoppers, like literally filled with grasshoppers.
It was like bad.
Like,
damn.
Yeah, like everywhere on the street. Like, you know, when we were at Formal and like there were like all the bugs and stuff, like when we were walking into our hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that, but grasshoppers.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
That's one of the plagues right there,
like,
isn't
people,
it?
People, like, literally, like, wouldn't leave. Like, she didn't leave her hotel because, like, it was bad outside. Like, so many fucking grasshoppers.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, in Vegas, you really want to leave your hotel? Your hotel's pretty nice. Usually, they're connected to other hotels. You just take a little elevator over to the other hotel.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was
I'm not getting out. I'm staying here.
Yeah. All right, I have to... Find it on Twitter and post it. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. On Instagram, too. Like and subscribe. Send us messages. Tell us what you want to hear.
Baby barbecue.
Boys backyard, baby back ribs.
Baby barbecue.
Boys backyard, baby back ribs. No, chilies.
We're also going to do the boys backyard bakery.
Yeah, that's going to be our first lesson.
Guys' thing.
And then it's also going to be connected to the boys' backyard barbecue pit. And our head chef is going to be Marcus. Not Kyle, Marcus. I got to see this. No way.
All grasshoppers. Let me see if I can find, like...
That's crazy.
All grasshoppers.
I think that day I had a grasshopper on my pants when we were walking around.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? It was a big boy, too, though. It was, like, this big. It was, like, two inches long.
Okay. Those are all grasshoppers.
Man, those poor guys just wanted to get a Fat Tuesday.
This poor guy just wants Macy.
Yeah. Also,
let us in this hot.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. I still need to request The Lion King, too.
Oh, The Lion King. Yeah, those edits are wild. Dude, I'm so glad I went to go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood over The Lion King, though. Because, like, I've seen The Lion King. I knew what's going to happen. It was my childhood, but I've seen it.
The original one's so much better.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's telling me the original's better. Like, I'm just going to watch the original then.
At my house.
When we left, I was like, I want to go watch the, like, real Lion King.
Yeah.
Right? See, it wasn't the real Lion King. It's not real life Lion King, but it's not the real Lion King.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, I liked it, but, like, it was just not what I expected.
So we talked about, like, there was just less emotion from it. You can't get, like, there was less connection to it. Like, even though you're connected to all the songs and all the character flaws and everything like that, you're less connected to it because it's real life. It's not animated. They can't do all the fun stuff that they did with it.
Like, doing, like, the voices and stuff definitely helped. Like, you could, like, tell, like, in their voices.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my whole thing was, like, they didn't, like, all the songs and stuff weren't the same.
Okay.
Like, they were shorter, like, they weren't as long, they didn't, like, really put as much
emphasis.
It
wasn't a musical anymore.
They didn't put as much emphasis on the song as, like, the original one has, which was really disappointing.
Okay, yeah, that's the whole point of the Lion King was...
Yeah.
The music.
I just can't wait
to be king.
To be Donald Glover.
Mrs. America.
I still agree with everything I said last time.
Yeah.
About The Lion King.
They should have had that.
Now I confirmed
editors.
It because
I
saw
it. Yeah.
Let's see. I bought Avengers Endgame.
You bought it?
Yeah, I bought it. So good.
Is it the extended version that they re-released or is it the regular one?
It has all the deleted scenes, but it's not
not
in the movie. Like, they're not on the movie because that's not how they originally wanted it.
So do you have that
I have three versions of the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they would all take a knee. Mm-hmm. I have that scene. But there's also some scenes on the digital download that are not in that, too. It's like what they did was they animated them because they didn't want to shoot them. They were fake scripts, so they animated them instead. There's one where, like, you know how Loki dies? Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it. It came out, I don't know,
what?
4 months ago?
Yeah.
When he...
Spoiler alert, action to spoiler.
Yeah, whatever. They know he dies. Where he just, like... He faked his death and then gets in a ship and takes off. They actually have that animated.
Oh, instead of...
Like, they show, like, part of the movie, then the animation, then continue the movie.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you just watch the 3-minute scene,
uh-huh.
And then they have the animations cut into it.
Okay.
So there's two of those. So there's one for Infinity War. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen that, it's been out for, like, 3 years now. Come on. Vision dies.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Vision Walks It Off. And then literally he gets thrown to the side and he survives. But basically he comes back as Jarvis.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the...
Right, he doesn't have the Mind Stone anymore.
Yeah. That was so... I did not have to do my man.
Twice.
I iced him twice. She had to kill him and then watch him get married.
Twice.
Just do it. Oh no! You gotta
Brought him back. That guy's in the Han Solo movie too. The guy who plays the Vision. He's in the Han Solo movie.
He's the guy that does the shot. Who shot first?
No, he's the bad guy who's under Darth Maul. Who was working for Darth Maul? If you remember that guy,
Darth Maul spikes.
Second
lightsaber.
No, but I don't remember his name, but I watched it today. It was just like, oh yeah, that's the Vision. I didn't notice that before.
I get it. Oh yeah,
it's the same guy. He's not all red this time. He's a little red, but not that red.
It's funny. Yeah. Have you been to the Star Wars
Land yet?
No, the Star Wars bar.
I want to go.
It's called Scum and Villainy.
There's a Star Wars bar?
Yeah, it's
the
cantina.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like that place
But you have to buy a Star Wars line.
Yeah.
Apparently, you had to make like a reservation like a long time in advance for it, though, didn't you?
Just to get into the bar?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because, like, people are crazy with Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also the first time that they're selling alcohol
in
Disneyland parks on the Disneyland
side.
Not
California Adventure, right? Yeah.
It was crazy. I was blown away.
Yeah. You guys went to it?
No, but I just saw the menu.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised they did that, though, because, like, Disney, like, Walt Disney, when he, like, did Disneyland, was, like, super, like, no alcohol in Disneyland, like, none of that kind of stuff. Like, he doesn't want any, like, advertisements now. Like, the Starbucks on Main Street can't display that it's a Starbucks. He doesn't want, like, advertisements in Disneyland.
Right.
So I was really surprised when they released
But the also alcohol. Walt Disney was a Nazi. So, like...
We need this his family, fun, none of that stuff.
No
cigarettes
Jews.
Are okay.
Yeah, but that's maybe more convenient because we don't have to go to California to drink now. That's a little bit why we go to California. It's just to drink.
Drink and ride the Incredible Coaster,
Yeah.
Because that thing...
And Guardians.
I went on that one time twice in a row because they had just opened it. Like, they had just, like, they shut it down for the water show and everything. And I was, like, first in line and literally walked right around and got back in line.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us 5 minutes to get on it twice.
It's so fun.
Dude, that ride is probably...
It's a really
It's probably, the, like, my favorite roller coaster.
Damn.
Because there's none of that, like, that BS...
Anxiety
attack.
Bam.
No, there's none of the anxiety you get from it taking you up and then dropping. It just launches you out. You're just like... We're just going to go fast.
Yeah, no,
really
fast. The whole,
like
going up roller coaster things always scares the fuck out of me.
Every time I'm sitting there, like, get me off this fucking thing right now. I did that one. I did the, what's the one? Lex Luthor's Revenge at Disneyland.
Oh.
All right, Six Flags, which is basically Superman, but they take you up on the thing and just drop you. That is the stupidest ride of all time. Okay? You can see the San Fernando Valley on the top of that roller coaster. It takes about 6 minutes to pull you up and 2 seconds to get you to the bottom again.
I haven't been to Six Flags in so long.
I really like Six Flags because they did super cheap passes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $10 a month or something it was.
Like, I don't think I've ridden a roller coaster that wasn't the Incredicoaster or, like, California Screamin' and, like, so long.
Yeah.
Since I moved down here, I haven't, like, been to Six Flags. I went, like, once when I was, like, 12, I think.
Damn.
I came down here to visit my brother.
Tatsu is still
You guys should go. Tatsu's wild.
I love Tatsu.
I thought there was a night called Tatsu.
Yeah.
Not
if you hadn't been there since you were 12, then yeah, because that one's a newer ride.
Yeah, it's cool, because you sit down, like, in, like, your traditional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The track's on top of you. And
yeah.
then...
Oh, so it's like you're, like, hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
it,
like, tilts
it brings,
so
you, yeah,
like,
it brings you back.
This.
So you're, like... Face down, but it's not. There's hardly any of the, like, the anticipation on that ride. It's all just like,
yeah, because it's
go,
so like
go,
you get off
go.
And you start climbing. Down.
Actually, you start that ride what, like 50 feet in the air to begin with?
Yeah, because you go up like 5 flights of stairs.
Oh,
yeah,
shit. I really want to go to Six Flags again, but I don't like. I haven't seen like. I remember I was looking it up because I wanted us to go, but the passes
it's still
were,
not
like,
that expensive. It's still not that cheap.
Yeah, it was like $90 or something for us.
Summertime.
To go.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just wait for the just take a day off school or something and go.
We'll go when you get back when it's cold outside.
Oh yeah, you don't want to be there when it's hot.
Oh my god,
that place is a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah. You just sit.
You have one water ride, okay?
Oh.
The line for that thing is going to be 6 hours long on that day.
Yeah, you walk in the summer and you're like, we should have just went to Raging Waters.
We should have just stayed home. You just wait in line for 2 hours to move through the air fast, like.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper when it's not summertime, like when it's off
so.
Season?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Because they decided to keep it open all year, so they lowered the prices when it's not summer time. All right,
then we'll have to go when it's not super
When you get back.
Yeah, when you get back, we'll all go and die.
That place is wild.
It's fine.
I've never been on Superman, but I went on Lex Luthor's Revenge. Are you kidding me? Fucking Hannah talked me into that bullshit.
That sounds about right.
Fucking, I was stoned as motherfucker getting on that. Like, in line, I'm like, wow, this is gonna be fun. Starts pulling me up. Why the fuck did I get? Why did I do this to myself?
What are we doing? This isn't even fun. Why am I here? Why am I here?
Just take me home.
How long have we been going up with this one?
Literally, it takes you to the top, and you're just looking around, and you're like, this is where I die. This is how I fucking
die.
And
it does that stupid thing where it drops you 10 feet and then takes you back up. And then it takes you back further up than you were before. And then it drops you the whole way. And you're just like, you really going to do this to me like that?
You're going to play me like that
right now. Fuck me up like this. I thought we were friends. I paid for a ticket.
Came to
enjoy
I'm
gonna go to Toon World. I'm gonna go hang out with Bugs Bunny.
Oh man.
Yeah, that place is fun though. only place that's not a, that's not the county fair that you can get a
deep fried corn dog twice.
Funnel cake.
I love funnel
cake. And
fudge.
Exactly.
It's a fudge.
Oh, the fudge.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I love
fudge.
Oh,
fudge. Some family comedy we got for you guys here.
How did you do that?
Is that the title for this one? How did you do that? It's a good one.
I'll show you.
Oh my god. Stupid.
It's the best one. Oh yeah, let's see the new Marvel movies coming out.
Oh yeah, Phase 4.
Yeah, since they announced it.
Dude, Doctor Strange, the new one, I'm excited for. It's supposed to be a horror movie.
Doc Ock?
What?
Doctor Strange is going to be a horror movie.
Oh shit,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Let's see, here we go. Spider Academy. Is this it? I don't know.
There's
if this
a new,
is it.
There's going to be a new Thor?
Yeah, it's Thor is going to be a love story.
Oh.
Jane's coming back. Yeah. She was at the press conference.
Really?
Natalie Portman was at the press conference.
At Comic-Con.
At Comic-Con, yeah. They set it up so well to do a... Oh, guys. Where is it? Where is it?
What?
Guess who they're introducing into the universe.
Who?
The Fantastic Four.
Wait, into
it.
Marvel?
And the X-Men.
New X-Men?
Wait,
they're
going to combine it?
Yeah.
I don't know if
already,
I like
they
that.
Already own most of it.
I don't know if I like that.
So they're going to put...
Wait,
what? The
Thunderbolts,
it's just
gonna be, I think it's just going to be a meme, though.
No, it's going to be wild. Has Marvel ever done anything that you didn't like?
That's true.
Not the X-Men. Not the X-Men.
I fucking love Marvel.
Right. Like,
I just want them to commit to it.
Yeah, just get in there. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Fantastic Four.
Is Blade on there?
Should be. He's going to be in it.
Yeah, because Blade's Marvel, right?
Captain Marvel and Valkyrie.
Fuck Captain Marvel.
But
yeah.
Valkyrie is getting basically her own movie.
They should just make it Valkyrie.
Yeah.
They did not have to add her storyline just to get the movie out later.
Yeah,
fuck her.
She didn't do shit for Endgame.
Yeah.
She did one thing for... Spoiler alert. She did one thing for Endgame.
And
it was,
do it right.
And what she did was show up late.
Yeah, literally...
Oh, you want to help? Yeah, I'll help. Shows up for 5 minutes.
Look, I
thought
she was
punched out, and then everybody else clutches it.
I literally thought she was going to be the one to save the entire thing, and she didn't do shit, and
I was
pissed.
This is the right one.
Oh, yeah, Black Widow.
You get the Black Widow
yes.
TV show. It's going to be a TV show.
And it's going to be... It's
Black Widow and Hawkeye are in it.
Oh.
So
and
is
it's
after Endgame, or before? Is it a prequel?
We don't know if it's after Endgame. I believe it's after Endgame.
Because I would like some
but
backstory.
But it's based
mm-hmm.
on... Loki running around with the Tesseract in New York.
Okay.
Remember how they alternate universe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's based on that. And then there's Inhumans, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange would be cool.
And the Multiverse of Madness. It's the horror movie.
Ooh.
It's going to be wild.
Does sound cool.
Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, which is the Mandarin, the real Mandarin. You get Black Panther 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Ant-Man again.
Guardians.
Mm, yes.
I'm excited for Ant-Man.
Yeah, because Ant-Man 2 was really good.
Yeah.
I was not expecting it to be that good. But.
And then you get Dark Avengers, Spider-Man Secret Wars, Silver Surfer movie, Fantastic Four.
Another Silver Surfer?
I'm
Power
over
Pack,
the
Nova. I like the Spider-Mans. I like the new Spider-Man. I don't like, in the universe, I like it. But other than that, as standalones, they're not very good.
Yeah.
Because I like all the little Easter eggs you get with the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel 2, because you guys are excited for that one.
All right, so what's this Dark Avengers? I thought the Avengers was over.
Dark Avengers Blade Dog?
Is it all like the ugly guys that don't make it to...
Probably. It's probably going to be... It's probably Dark Avengers is just going to be the reverse of the Avengers, so it's brought together by... Dr. Doom. Because they're bringing in the Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer.
Okay.
And they're leading into the main villain for
them.
For the Phase 4.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to, like, tie stuff together in Dark Avengers?
Probably.
Okay.
But probably in Secret Wars first.
Yeah, because that's going to be my next question.
Then,
so what is this going to culminate to?
Yes.
Right. They have to...
There's no Avengers movie in Phase 4.
Dark Avengers.
Besides, that's not... But it's not your, like, your traditional Avengers. But I'm excited for... If Secret Wars is done right, there's Old Man Cap, which is Steve Rogers, but he's old as fuck, and he's still swinging that fucking shield.
That hammer, baby.
He gave
the shield.
Is that going to be like the Ultra Universe when he goes back at the end of Endgame?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because like he like left, and he comes back
old
as fuck.
Oh, they confirmed it. They confirmed that he was the one holding her... casket in her funeral scene. The writers confirmed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They confirmed it was a guy by the name of Roger Stevens. he went back. There was two Captain Americas in one world, so he had to go by a different name. He was her husband and the father of her children.
Roger
and
Stevens,
also his
not
own
Steven.
Son.
Not Steven. Oh my god. I'm confused.
He gave birth to himself.
Back to the Future got me fucked
up. Oh my god.
So Back to the Future is a bunch of bullshit. it's gonna be cool. It's supposed to be the smaller, it's like a smaller phase. Phase 5 will be, they'll bring back the Avengers, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was gonna
say,
because they have to bring them back. If they're gonna keep continuing, like Ant-Man and...
Yeah.
And Spider-Man and
yeah,
all those
they
things.
Have to come, they have
because
to...
clearly it's gonna be, Spider-Man is gonna be... The Tony Stark
character,
because
yeah,
they showed
now.
That in
yeah.
Far From Home.
No, Pepper's going to take over.
Yeah.
She has a suit.
Yeah.
And she took over the company.
She has a kid.
Oh, fuck yes. I love Pepper.
She came out
swinging.
She was, well, Spider-Man did that too, but.
Nah, she's a badass.
She's a gangster, yeah. But she doesn't want to do it. She was only there because Tony needed help.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she wanted help.
And that's, her suit is the rescue suit. So it's only there. To help her daughter,
yeah.
Basically. Which sucks, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now that Tony's gone, she's going to have to fill that.
No, she already ran the company.
Yeah.
Into the ground. Dumb. I'm just kidding. No.
Just like her husband.
So it's like the head Avenger's probably going to be Falcon. Captain Falcon.
Captain.
You got Catman, dude, the old soldier. You got Captain Falcon, Spider Person.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% expecting another Avengers movie, especially since this one made so much money.
Oh my god!
And
well, they had to re-release
that money.
Yeah. They're making a Avengers Land or a Marvel Land in California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be cool.
They are going to try to get as much money.
Because they already have the Guardians of the Galaxy Breakout Tower of Terror, which is really fun, by the way, if you guys haven't done
it.
Guardians, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like,
fun.
Like, the Tower of Terror was cool, and it's nostalgic, but come on, that ride's fun. You
yeah,
get to do
it,
the
it
whole
definitely
experience.
Made it, more,
yeah,
it made
yeah.
it more fun.
It made it more of a ride and less of an elevator.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to take you up, take a picture, drop
And you
it.
Laugh the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of all the songs. To
yeah, that's, I am excited for Guardians 3. As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
As Guardians.
They set that
the
up. They
now.
Set that up perfectly when
yeah.
they said that. Oh, come on. Like, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. A lot of thought went into all the storyline and all the dialogue that just leads into everything else.
Yeah.
Have you guys...
Fat Thor.
Have you guys
yeah.
seen the tweet? It's like...
Fat Thor.
Like, when... like Endgame passed up when Endgame passed up like Avatar is like the most gross movie, someone quoted it and they were like, oh, like that was really hard for Disney to overpass Disney doing Disney like all this stuff. It's literally Disney like beating themselves for
right.
like all this money.
And they're also bringing Avatar back.
Yeah. They're bringing two and three. Two, three, and four maybe.
Yeah.
You're lying.
I swear.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my god.
See.
I love that movie
leak.
So much.
Of all the Disney movie schedule for the next 4 years.
I'm
going to
cry.
Like
I literally love Avatar. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's such a good movie.
You like those blue guys?
Avatar 2.
Have you seen the Avatar flashlight?
No.
You got an X.
Hey.
Avatar 2 actor play challenges Marvel to a box office battle.
Oh. So Disney's going to beat Disney that just beat Disney
if they
to
can,
beat Disney.
If they can be the marketing
Here's what
the,
we're doing.
The promo
we're
program.
Getting the money from you guys. But don't give it to Disney. Also, give it to us because we're Disney too.
Literally.
Wait.
Give it to Disney?
That's
uppercase I, lowercase I. You, but taller.
It's uppercase I, lowercase L. Now look up Disney movie schedule or something like that.
And oh, the ones for like the.
It's a Word doc. The image is a Word doc, and it has
movie lists.
Yeah, something like that for like the next 4 years. Just
yeah,
movie
like
schedule,
plan.
Movie like.
Let's see.
Images. And it's just a Word doc. There
like
you
this.
Go. It should be Disney movies, maybe.
Right, this is.
It looks like it. Because you got King of the Grizzlies.
Does it have the dates? Because the one I saw had like 4 years that was like sectioned off.
Okay.
I think these are all ones of like past ones. You need to do like Disney schedule.
Yeah, movie schedule. Or
it's like these movies?
Do like
so like Mulan, Tarzan, Lilo and Stitch.
No, not that. It's like type in like
upcoming Disney movie list.
Like movie schedule.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Is it the maker brand, the oil?
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Like this?
Maybe.
Yeah, it says like upcoming Disney movies in 2021.
But this all just is untitled Pixar movie, Indiana Jones 5. Did you guys ever watch Indiana Jones 4?
There was a fourth one?
Yeah, with Shia LaBeouf.
Probably not.
Oh,
maybe.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
He's Indiana Jones' son in that movie. And I didn't realize that until the second time I watched the movie. He says it.
Really?
And I was just not paying attention
you
the whole fucking
didn't
time.
Care
yeah, they say it, and I'm just like, this movie's not that good anyway. Like, there's aliens in this one. Spoiler, if you haven't seen that, it came out 10 years ago. Like, this guy?
There we go. Found it.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's the movie schedule release.
Okay.
So, for 2019, they got Dark Phoenix, Toy Story 4, Lion King, Maleficent, Frozen 2, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars is going to be wild.
2020 highlight films. They got Mulan coming out, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, untitled film.
Oh, New Mutants.
Untitled too. Marvel, so that's probably like the Phase 4 stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Untitled Pixar.
Bob's Burgers gets a movie.
Jungle Cruise?
That was, by the way, that list we looked at was just the movies. That's not including all their Disney originals that they're coming out with on their streaming service.
Oh, okay, because they're going to release the streaming service
yeah.
next year.
Yeah,
Wanda
and Vision are getting their own series. And
okay.
Hawkeye is getting his own series.
On the Disney, like...
On the Disney streaming.
Oh,
Disney Plus.
Oh,
whatever
I wonder how much
that's
going
to
be.
That's a good way to
$60.
A month?
A year.
Oh, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's literally $5 a month.
And you can do it as a single payment.
Oh, I would
like
100% do that.
$60.
That's,
yeah.
That's a good gift card.
100%.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Because they had to have competed with everybody
and
else.
If they're going to put all the old school Disney movies on there...
Yeah, if they're going to have like every Disney movie, I'm going to...
Sweet Life on Deck? Let's go.
all like the Disney Channel like
right?
things. Like, oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Right.
What was the one?
2021 Untitled Marvel. Untitled Disney Live Action. Untitled
Lilo and Stitch.
At the end of the year, in December, Avatar 2 comes out.
So
next 2021,
2021.
So 2 years?
We have 2 years. Fuck.
It's all right. It'll go by quick. You see how fast this fucking year went by?
Yeah. And
we're
then
8 months in
scheduled
already, guys. 8 months.
2023 in December 2, right before Christmas. Avatar 3.
Avatar
and another
4,
Star Wars.
Avatar 5.
Yeah, they literally have like...
I thought this was the last one.
I thought this one was... But they might be... It might be a...
Dark Star Wars.
No, like a solo type movie.
Mm-hmm. Because they have 1, 2, 3 more Star Warses, like untitled schedule.
Yeah, Avatar. So they're shooting Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5 all at the same time because it costs so much money.
That makes sense.
So they're gonna do it all
Knock
at one time
on.
And just
yeah, because
spend
that,
the
like,
rest of this time editing everything.
Yeah, it's like that entire
CGI
world,
at all. CGI at all.
That entire world for Avatar 1 was incredible. Okay, I kind of want to watch Avatar now. Is it on anything?
It's not on Netflix.
Is it on Hulu?
It might be on Hulu or Amazon Prime.
Ooh, let me check. I'm going to look at it. Now I want to watch it.
Yeah, but
give it another.
We got a lot coming up. We got a lot to look forward to in the next few years.
Marcus's cooking show is starting.
Yeah, this
I'm
weekend.
I'm so excited
weekend.
For that.
Oh my God. It's just going to be us talking shit on Marcus and him cooking some bomb ass food.
And then at the end, dude, this is so good. But you still suck at cooking.
We'll just make Kyle taste test Marcus's food. All right, guys.
We'll see you next year.
2021 when Avatar 2 comes out.
For our movie review.
Yep. Thank you very much. Like and subscribe.